Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. Last October, the Almond Board of California announced new partnerships with Sustainable Conservation, LandIQ, and UC Davis researchers. The partnerships were forged to look at ways to recharge Central Valley groundwater aquifers. Daniel Mountjoy is the Director of Resource Stewardship for Sustainable Conservation. Mountjoy explained the idea behind the partnership.
The concept is, can we capture the available peak flows when they're available from surface supply, recharge the groundwater so that it's available during dry years when surface flows are under stress from environmental needs, so this way we can tap into that supply when in an underground reservoir.
The thought is to use surface irrigation water during times of availability in order to flood almond orchards to recharge the aquifers. This would not only help growers during times of drought, but also benefit those with limited access to surface irrigation. Mountjoy noted some of the success in their research.
We're focusing our effort on sandy soils where the infiltration is really fast. We haven't had water to test this for the last couple of years, but in 2011, Don Cameron at Terra Nova Farms in western Fresno County captured 3,000 acre-feet of water on 1,000 acres of sandy farmland. He infiltrated on pistachios, grapes, and alfalfa fields and some fallow land during winter as well as well into June and July on some of those crops.
There are over 1 million acres of almonds stretching roughly 500 miles from Red Bluff to the south end of the San Joaquin Valley. Nearly two-thirds of that land is considered moderately good or better in its ability to percolate water into the underlying aquifers.
Anytime you recharge an aquifer, it becomes everyone's aquifer. And so there's still not a system in place to credit landowners for the benefit they're providing to their neighbors and to other irrigation pumpers. That's something that we're looking at as sort of the next step. First, we have to prove the viability that you can actually do this on farmland across extensive acres, because that's really the cheapest solution rather than buying land, dedicating it to recharge basins, and managing it that way without production of crops.
Partnerships like these are needed as California begins to fall under the full implementation of the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act.
We're looking for sites in the Sacramento Valley because there's more likelihood that we're going to have water supply there to test the concept. Both UC Davis and Sustainable Conservation are out working with growers on the crop health aspect, us on how much water can we actually put on different crops and under what type of management compatibility is there with the crop.
This is California Ag Today.